WOMC HD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Intuitive Song with host Lori Houston, a professional and intuitive counselor who offers authentic guidance and tools to assist you to become more conscious and connect with your divine soul, to empower you to move from your heads to your heart. Join Lori Houston with co-host Nancy Aruda, in-house astrologer, every first and third Wednesday of the month. Plus, Jennifer Kautz, our dream analysis, also joins the team. Plus, Lori can be heard on Sky Radio every Monday with Jean Adrienne on Voices of Soul, Wednesday and Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern each day. If you have any questions on your relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that's blocking you, and or awakening your true power as you journey from your head to your heart, call Lori Houston now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Believe.
Hey, good afternoon. It's Intuitive Soul. Today is, it's the third. It's the first Wednesday of the month, which means we have Nancy Aruda here today. Nancy can be found on the web at universalsky.com. We're going to talk about all the things that are happening. I know it's been kind of crazy. I think it's kind of like a mixture. There's people that have been going like kind of crazy. A lot of people have been finding it very quiet. It's a very different energy, but we got so much happening in the next few days. And I know that actually kind of a difficult aspect that's coming up tomorrow for everybody's holiday, but it's been kind of crazy. It's just a very different energy. So if you do have questions, please connect with us. You can give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or you can instant feedback us on the homepage. Just be really clear about what it is that you're wanting to know. And because it's Nancy, please add in your date of birth, because that's how Nancy connects in with the vibration of your energy. But we're going to go through as much stuff as we can today. We would appreciate anybody who wants to call in and ask questions. It is kind of an interesting next couple weeks.
Yeah.
To say the least. To say the least.
It is very interesting. We've got some... Well, let's start at the beginning. Tomorrow. So happy Independence Day for all the people south of the border.
Yes.
And tomorrow brings in a little bit of a challenging energy with the sun square Uranus. And typically, that's where our ego's involved in a lot of it. So if everybody just breathes and has a bit of patience, they'll be able to get through their day with ease.
Right.
So, just breathe is the energy I'm getting there. Because it does create a little bit of a challenge, a little bit of conflict, potentially a little bit of chaos, but like how I'm seeing it is like traffic jams and frustration and that sort of thing. Yeah.
It is family
stuff. The sun's in Cancer, Uranus is in Aries. So it's really about me versus family, or how I view myself within the family dynamic. And if anybody has family issues, then they're going to be noticed on that day. But again, I can't stress this enough, a lot of it is ego.
It's always ego. You know, it was interesting. I was on a call last night and we were talking about, you know, the family stuff, and you know, the response was, you know, you can't do anything about anybody else. Most of the time what we're doing is we're either getting caught up in the story, you know, oh, they're doing this to me again, or, you know, taking it personal, or, you know, they're trying to, you know, how can I fix this? How can I make this better? And the thing is, it's all about you. Like, just look at why you're being impacted and, you know, why is it triggering you? And just work on you, because you can't fix anybody else. Don't try and fix anybody else.
You can't. And a lot of this ego stuff that is coming to the forefront is being asked to be healed. So if we look at the days shortly thereafter, July 5th, we have Sun Trine Chiron and Sun Trine North Node, which is really about healing the path that we're walking on, right? Allowing our ego to heal so that we can continue to move forward on path, whatever our spiritual path and purpose is, because it's different for everybody. So, and that's typically when you know, any type of ego consciousness gets activated, it is being asked to be healed.
Right.
It's, you're being asked to become aware of what you need to heal within yourself. So Uranus also activates awareness.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, it's, yeah, I think, you know, I don't anticipate problems. Just have fun. It's your holiday.
Exactly.
It's not our holiday.
Open up, let go, allow the healing to come through with laughter.
Yeah.
Right. And good times and all that fun stuff. Because, you know, laughter and fun energy is one of the most beneficial ways to healing anything, whether we're aware of it or not.
True. If we can laugh at ourselves instead of, you know, and, you know, if somebody criticizes you the way our parents typically do or our siblings, you know, just laugh at it. Just say, hey, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was like when I was four. I'm glad you still remember. You know, just try and play with it instead of getting caught up.
Totally. I agree with that 100%. The next exciting event that's coming up is the new moon.
Yes.
On July the 8th. We have the new moon in Cancer. And this is where, again, it can be dual in nature. The energy of this particular new moon in Cancer is growth. So when we think of the sign of Cancer, we think in terms of nurturing. How do we nurture ourselves? How do we nurture our family? How do we nurture our sense of security or our foundation in life? It pulls us into the home environment. So we're really looking at our foundation on an internal level, you know, our home environment, and how do we want that to grow? So for some people, it could mean physical renovations. For other people, it could mean their own personal internal renovations that they're going through in order to determine what path of growth that they desire to take. Growth is not necessarily an easy path. It doesn't have to be hard, but it's not necessarily easy either. Because this particular aspect of growth is about moving us through into actualizing our birth's potential or what we came here to learn in life on some level. So there are some life lessons being activated with this new moon. On the exact same day,
right.
Saturn stations direct. Yay! So here's where we get to move forward with the learning and live it out in life on a physical level. And it's really about the process of stability. So we're moving forward with the dynamic of stability. And there's going to be huge amounts of symbolism given to everybody. I've already seen the symbolism coming up and everything. So pay attention to symbolism and, you know, the whole synchronistic things. Like if you're noticing things in threes or multiple times, like really look into what does that symbol mean for you? Because there will be huge amounts of symbolism that our intuition will notice. And there's cues within that. So we're given an intuitive boost at the same time, which cool. is fabulous.
Yes. We do have a caller. Are you ready to do that, or do you want to take her after the break?
No, we can go ahead if you want
All right. Let's, because we haven't talked about the one thing that she's asking information, but I imagine that it's possible that Amla,
Hi, how are you?
Hi. Good. So it's Good. Possible things are going a little bit crazier for you due to something that's in your chart. But tell us about what's going on, and I'll get some cards going, and Nancy will look up. She might not be able to have time till after the break, but let's start. So what's
Sorry?
Happening with you?
Yeah, you're cutting out.
Hello? Oh, okay.
I got you. Uh-oh.
So tell us what's happening with you and why you're wanting to know about
Mercury. Just basically, I'm just feeling very, I just feel like I'm in between worlds, basically, the old patterns of myself and going into the new. And it's just been like this for a while. So I'm just wondering if it's in my chart or right. if you see something, you know, more flow coming in, you know, it just feels so stagnant, kind of like the dog days of summer. Like, ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I get a sense that it's been a lot longer since than when Mercury was going retrograde. Like this.
Oh,
has been
yeah. I mean, this has been since, as far as I remember, February of this
okay.
year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what I'm picking up, what I'm getting strongly, actually, is that this is your time to sort of, as much as you may not like this, December 16th, so you're a Sagittarius. Mm-hmm. I know Nancy yeah. will get to all of that. But as much as you don't like to hear this, part of what I'm getting is that you need to just sort of chill. You need to just sort of let things happen. Don't try to control things. There's
okay.
energy all around you. There's a lot of fear about something. And I'm thinking either the fear is around, you know, this need to push forward or this need to try and control things the way you want them to be, this
yes.
like this desire to have things moving forward. And
yes.
what I'm getting really, really strongly is that this just isn't the time. But that's not necessarily what Nancy's going to get. It's just that's what I'm picking up.
Okay.
I'm also picking up that there's confrontations happening. And I don't know, is that at work where you're feeling like there's just petty gossip
yeah.
and stuff happening?
Yeah, I mean, it was a big transition. A month ago, you know, I grew up with this, and there are triggers that we all have as human beings on this planet. And bottom line, my trigger, I was never, you know, I would be telling the truth as a kid, or I really believe in truth. That's part of the sad thing as well. And if somebody lies to me, it really bothers me. It really, it touches the core of my soul. And basically, last month, somebody lied to me, and all this time, I grew up with this, I would just be quiet about it and not say anything. And it was just, no, when is enough enough? And I said something.
Okay.
And
so
it was very confrontational. Yeah.
Right. Yes, a big confrontation. And I'm going to say that that's part of why you're feeling very anxious, and it also makes work feel a little less enjoyable. But I'm going to say it didn't touch your very soul. It touched the very heart of your ego.
Yes.
And that's part of, you know, the anger and frustration, and that's why you needed. So something's going on in your chart, because I do see that things will start to clear up, but I don't know when that is. So
okay.
I'm going to assume that Nancy is going to have a lot more information. Maybe you can start, Nancy, and then we'll go on break.
Sure, I can start.
All right.
Okay, so the first thing I'm getting is when I look to anybody's age, there's things that tell me the cycles that they're going through based on age. And you're in the doorway of two cycles. So you're coming out of one and entering into another. You're coming out of what we call Pluto square Pluto, which okay. is really about transformation, and making changes in life that serve your path of evolution and growth. And so you're coming out of that cycle. And you're entering into Neptune square Neptune, which is really about, that's what they call your, you know, your midlife adventure, your midlife crisis kind of aspect. And the interesting thing about it is because you're still a few degrees off, you're about 3 months off before the actual hit, before it totally lines up into placement. There's an energy of suspension with this aspect. So it's kind of like you're just floating. You feel
yeah.
like you're suspended. You're not grounded. You don't feel like you're connected to the earth. You don't feel like you're connected to your soul. You're somewhere just hovering in the middle.
Yes.
And there's a lot of illusion and disillusionment that transpires over this 2.5 to 3 year period. Okay. So you're feeling it already. It hasn't started yet, although you're already picking up on the vibrations.
Okay.
So you have to be very, very careful about what it is you think you want in life during this time period.
Okay. So this is the 2 to 3 years coming up.
Yeah, you're already into it. You're already feeling the vibe. Okay,
oh, okay.
So I want to say
okay.
you're in 6 months already. The exact
oh.
hit hasn't happened, but you've been feeling it for the last 6 months.
Okay. Okay.
Or Get since it. February, I guess.
Yeah. Definitely. That's for
it
sure.
is. It's an energy of suspension. It's an energy of let go.
Okay.
You will make choices that once those choices play out, you'll be like, what did I make those choices for?
Okay.
But this is all about the path to the soul. The soul is creating a new path. right? It happens to everybody at this age point. The soul's yes. creating this new path that you need to journey through, and basically it's a let go energy. So kind of like just let go, let God.
Right.
Yes. Okay. Allow yourself to travel where you feel inspired in the moment. So it's a spontaneous energy. There is lack of grounding
okay.
during this time. So if you feel like you're really unanchored, focus on grounding yourself.
Okay. So go outside, go by a tree.
Yeah.
You know,
hug a
walk
tree,
in the grass.
You know,
okay.
Yeah. Walk barefoot okay. out in the
yes.
dirt. Yeah. Like
okay.
do some deep breathing, because deep breath helps you to ground and anchor as well.
Okay.
Okay. There's a desire for detachment during this time period, so you may feel like purging everything.
Yeah, I'm okay. purging a lot spiritually.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Good.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing, okay? Yeah. Just don't purge everything.
So it's so funny because it just happens. It just is like my body just can't take it anymore. It's just like, wow. It's just, I mean, like, not physically, but just I just start crying, and it has nothing to do with my emotions. It just, I'm pouring out tears. So.
Yeah.
We do need to go to break.
Energetic letting go.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
All right.
So, you know, have a bit of a vision, figure out what it is you would like to do in the long term, okay,
yes.
and take baby steps towards it, but don't try and actualize the whole path right now.
Okay. That's very, very helpful. I really appreciate this.
You're welcome.
Thank
All
you.
Right.
You take care.
You too.
You too.
Okay.
We need to go to break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul. I have Nancy Arruda here today. Nancy can be found on the web at universalsky.com. She's our in-house astrologer. So if you have any questions, give us a call now, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in on instant feedback. Just be really clear about what it is that you're wanting and add in your date of birth. We're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
You were born free.
Do you feel like you're carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders? Are you overwhelmed, overworked, and overstressed? Maybe you feel stuck in some area of your life and you just need some unbiased advice, some personal empowerment coaching. Well, why not call me, Crystal Andrus, during my live radio show here on Mondays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific on New Sky Radio. You know, sometimes just having someone who's on the outside looking in can give you a whole new, fresh perspective. I like to call it the 30,000-foot view. Plus, if you get on air, I'll also mail you a signed copy of one of my books, and I'll arrange for follow-up mentorship coaching for you at no additional charge. You know, my radio show only works if people like you have the courage and willingness to call in. So let's support each other. Call me 4 p.m. Eastern on Mondays at 248-545-7685.
That is over when I
Live the life you've imagined. Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. And this is Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda. Nancy can be found on the web at universalsky.com. She's our in-house astrologer. So we're kind of talking about all the things that are going on. We do have some callers, so we'll take another call. But if you have questions or you want some guidance, give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or send us an instant feedback. But again, be very clear on the instant feedback and add in your date of birth. All right, let's bring on Pam. Hi, Pam.
Hi. How are you guys doing?
Good. So let us know. Tell us about the stress at work.
Okay. Well, a peer and I have been working on a group-type project-type thing due to our particular level just having tons and tons of overwhelming work. And we're starting to feel a little pushback from the powers to be above us. We're kind of concerned about that. Everything's really stressful, overwhelming here at work. And so I was just kind of wanted to get some feedback and see what you guys thought, if we're going to be successful and if we'll be able to work together as a team.
Okay. So it's the upper powers that are sort of pushing,
yes,
pushing right now versus,
yeah,
your... Okay. So I'm getting that, you know, that this is a good match for the two of you. I just, what I get is, you know, really hold on to the vision that you see. I see a lot of work. Like this isn't an easy project that you're on. I see a lot of work and a lot of demands, but you need to also make sure you have rest and relaxation. Like, you need to be able to try and, you know, make sure your evenings are free or, you know, your weekends are free so that you can really de-stress, because that's part of what this is all about. And I'm not sure exactly what it's there to teach you. Maybe Nancy has more guidance around what's going on in your chart. But what I'm feeling is, you know, if you don't take your time to sort of de-stress, you could get yourself sick. So, and then it'll be a forced time. So you don't, you know, try not to do that. Just, you need to find ways to de-stress yourself, whether it's, you know, going for a walk outside or, you know, music or, you know, whatever your thing is, maybe, you know, going swimming in the summer, like just finding ways or grounding yourself. But you need to sort of find ways to de-stress, because I do see that it is a lot of work, but I also see you getting what you want. It's just right now this period is frustrating, and you're clearing up a lot of stuff and you're working on a lot of stuff. So just make sure you take your time. And that's what I'm getting, Nancy.
Yeah, it's
right.
An intense period for sure. Intense is a good word to use.
Say that again. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
It's intense.
Oh,
so yes. Yeah, you're in the middle of a lot of intensity. The first thing I got, and there could be two, like this was more of an intuitive hit as I was researching your planets, was this feeling of suffocation. Okay, it's almost like on some level you're feeling suffocated.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, it's either coming from the work environment, or it could be coming from an allergic reaction to something that you're using in life. Okay, like a product. Because I get the suffocation isn't just in the lungs, it's coming from outside of you, it's coming from your skin. So you may want to look at your moisturizers and make some changes there.
Okay.
Or just, again, as Lori said, find ways to de-stress.
Like work only 70 hours instead of 80 hours a week.
Yeah, yes. You could do that.
Or a little bit less if possible.
That is exactly, I mean, it's just suffocation, and it may be the workload. You know, that's kind of the way my peers and I feel.
Yeah, huge outside pressure for sure, to the point where you can't breathe.
But because you're so stressed, I think this is what Nancy's picking up, like there's something in your environment that's even causing you to feel.
Stress.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, so I would
take a look at your what you're using in the shower.
Or detergent.
Yeah,
okay.
It's stuff that's touching your skin. Okay, because it's like your skin can't breathe is the number one message I'm getting.
Wow. Well, and you know, I got some sun and I'm peeling. Maybe that's what that's part of it. But I will. That's interesting. I will look at that.
Yeah. So, because it could be a trigger, right? In terms of dealing with the higher ups, because I do get that there is a lot of higher up energy coming at you, okay, and coming towards you, you really need to communicate realism to them, right? Let them know where you stand and how realistic it is to meet these objectives, okay? And it may be how unrealistic it is to meet these objectives.
Right.
So always communicate the ability to follow through or, you know, the realistic timeline or unrealistic timelines so that they don't apply more pressure.
Right.
When you're trying to meet the deadline. And let them know that too much pushing creates more limitation. Right, that it's really hard to succeed if they're going to continue to keep applying pressure.
Right, and that's kind of where all of us are. Like, they're pushing,
yeah.
We get pushing from up above, and we can't push below us because the individuals that we supervise can't do the things that we're supposed to do, so we just kind of get dumped on.
Yeah. So you're being squished from both sides.
Right.
Right. So, and that needs to be communicated, but it needs to be communicated in a very grounded and effective way, not in an emotional, erratic
way. Exactly. And that's what we're trying to do as a team.
Yeah. And you need to continue doing that as a team in terms of meeting, you know, opening up deadlines, stretching objectives out a little bit because they've really limited how you're supposed to meet these objectives. Okay, so basically they said we want all these objectives meet and you have a very limited amount of time and resources to get them done.
Right.
And you need to bring to them how realistic or unrealistic that is. You need to bring it to their attention with, like, your facts, right? So get all your facts in a line and say, okay, yeah, we can meet this objective, but we need to extend the timeline. Or, you know, we need more resources to meet this objective if you want us to meet it within that timeline.
Right.
So be very clear in terms of, you know, what's needed there. What you're learning personally is how to integrate balance into your life, as well as how to tap into the strength of your own leadership skills.
Correct. You are right. I am trying to do that.
You are doing it. It's just, it's something you're learning to build on. So it's not necessarily easy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but I really feel good about it, and we really are trying to put a positive spin on it. You know,
yeah.
There's so much negative in the workplace, but we're trying to make things better.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so I see it as being successful. Those are just the key things you need to remember, and really take a look at your environment and seeing if there's anything that's limiting you specifically in terms of any products that you may be using and how that makes you feel. So go a day or two.
I will.
Yeah, go a day or two without using like whatever soap it is that you use in the shower. You know, limit it to the places that you need to use soap and not all over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, look at your body creams and lotions. Cut back a day or two and see if you feel differently.
Hmm.
Right?
I will.
I'm not saying give
That's
up your machine completely. Just stop it for a couple of days and see if there's a difference.
Right. I will. Great. Well, I appreciate it. I really appreciate you guys' input.
You're welcome.
Wish me luck.
Yes.
You got it.
You got it.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to our next break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul. I have Nancy Arruda with us today. She can be found on the web at universalsky.com. If you have any questions, give us a call now, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in on instant feedback and be really clear about what it is that you're wanting and add in your date of birth. We're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone. Help.
Life's a game. Win. Call and get advice from today's top coaches that are here to help you run a business, offer legal advice, enrich your relationships, or guide you on the right career path. Our coaches are expert professionals in their field to help you win the game of life. Listen to Coach Me Radio, Monday through Friday at 5 p.m.
So much going on these days. Get about instinct. That's not what pays. Pleasure up and down my smile. Got no big stake. It's all
is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
And welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul, and today I have Nancy Arruda. We're talking about what's up in the universal sky. We're also taking lots of calls and instant feedbacks. A busier day than we were expecting since everybody's going on holidays. So if you have a question, give us a call now, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. And we do have an instant feedback. I think it's from Christy. Christy, could you please send us in your date of birth, because Nancy connects in with your date of birth, the vibration. So, all right. So we haven't talked more about what's going on with the universal sky. Hopefully we'll get a few minutes in, because there is some stuff that we want to let you know about. But Joanne has an instant feedback wanting some guidance on how to handle the process of clearing out all the old painful hurts that have been brought to the forefront, and she's feeling overwhelmed. I'm getting that you're really feeling overwhelmed, that there's some, it's interesting because I have lovely cards, but I also have a betrayal card. So there's something that of the old painful hurts that are coming up that is kind of triggering some betrayal stuff. And I'm assuming that that may be part of your core wound that you're working on. But I do see that, you know, things feel like a little bit of a struggle right now. And I know that Nancy has some information on, you know, what's kind of going on. But what I would focus on is really, what is it that you want to establish? Like, what are you trying to create right now? And, you know, because we could spend years and lifetimes looking through all of our past stuff. And I think really it's about, you know, zero in on how you really want to feel instead of how you don't want to feel. I'm bringing some of the focus into, you know, feeling more goddess energy, really connecting in with who you are and allowing that to sort of shine and shine forward. I think part of you is kind of been hiding who you are instead of letting that radiate. And I'm going to say, you know, find the ways to allow that to radiate more for you and really focus on what it is that you're wanting and not what you're not wanting. And allow some of these things to sort of just be, instead of that they're just things that happen. They're not things that define who you are. Okay, Nancy?
Yeah, very similar energy here too. Really tap into your unique nature. You have a lot of Aquarius energy that's saying you need to be this unique individual that kind of lives life from the heart. And it's a heart and mind kind of blending that's going on, and a sense of freedom that you're truly desiring. So as you're in this point of transformation, because you're right in the middle of transforming, you're saying letting go of painful hurts, yes, but it's also letting go of false identities that are associated to those painful hurts. And you really need to embrace who you are now in this moment. So I agree with Lori 100% there. Find the fun in life. So, yes, do your clearing out, but look for the fun. Find the fun. Be the fun that's there in the moment, as opposed to being stuck in the pain all the time. Because it's through this fun and lighthearted celebratory energy that you will do a huge point of your healing without the pain. I don't know if that makes sense, but, and realize that stuff will continue to happen. You know, things that are heavy and painful that are connected to these past hurts, and identify with them, acknowledge them. But don't get stuck in them. Continue to keep moving forward with that fun and lighthearted energy.
Okay. Cool. I hope that helps, Joanne.
I hope so, too.
Yeah. So why don't we... Okay, we got Christy here now. All right. Well, let's do Christy, and then maybe we'll be able to talk about some of the things that are going on after that. All right. So Christy is, do you see marriage in my future and possibly what time frame? Yeah. We're both Canadian, so our holiday was on Monday. So, but you have a great holiday. So you got her date of birth?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to start this. Let's see. Okay. All right, so what I'm picking up, Christy, so you've had some disappointments around love. You've had some, you're not really clear about, I'm thinking you're not really clear about the type of relationship you're wanting. And it's like your past relationships have been sort of working on clearing up some of the mistruths that you maybe developed from your parents' relationship or something very early on in your life. So you've been sort of working on figuring out what the truth is. And, you know, the truth is, first of all, try not to, you know, have every relationship look like it has to be the marriage and when it is. But just, you know, one, have fun. You seem to be making this a lot about work and juggling it and really like putting a lot of focus on it. But yet your focus hasn't been really clear about the type of qualities that you're looking for, because it really will always come back to us. You know, we have to radiate those qualities that we're looking for outside of ourselves, first inside of ourselves. And we need to really look at who you are and what you're wanting to create within you first, and cleaning up some of these misunderstandings that you've had about relationships, because they've really kind of done a number on you. And so there's a lot of fears around that. And it's like things sort of happen, and you're also looking for, it's like you're looking for that one. And, you know, just sort of have fun instead of making this such a serious thing, and really focus on yourself, like really focus on what you can do within yourself, how you can, you know, allow everything to sort of move forward, but really think about you instead of everything outside of you. So I'm just getting that there's some things to clean up inside, some housekeeping that needs to happen, and just to have more fun with this instead of making it so serious. Nancy?
Okay. I kind of get where you're coming from.
Okay.
When I look at Christy's overall energy, Christy's a very grounded and serious individual, very practical. There's a desire for love and romance, but as well as there's also this inner desire for freedom and not wanting to feel constricted. So there's a little bit of duality that's transpiring there.
So she either has Aquarius in something important or Uranus.
She has Moon in Aquarius, Venus in Leo.
Oh.
So her heart and how she wants to relate to individuals is opposing each other.
Oh.
So there's this desire for this, you know, Cinderella love story, to be swept off your feet with romance and all that stuff. But then in another token, you also know that that's not really idealistic and you don't want to be suffocated and you want to be free.
Right.
So you need to heal and find the balance between that own inner conflict that's going on within the self. There's also this in terms of what is an idealistic relationship. How you're defining your relationship right now is, even though you're looking at it from a very realistic perspective, you need to throw the realism out the window. Okay, because relationships not only about security and stability and those things. Okay, so if you're worried about your security and stability right now, then you need to focus on making that part of your realistic lifestyle versus expecting someone else to come in and save you from that. I do see marriage. Okay, so nice. I do see marriage happening. Again, in terms of timing, who knows when, because the universe has its own clock compared to our own internal clock or, you know, earth-based time. So I do see it. But it's also a matter of, you know, let go of the perspective of looking for somebody who's stable, because more than likely you will attract somebody who's more creative, and typically creative individuals lack stability. So, and that's again a little bit of that internal conflict thing that's happening. I want to be in a love relationship and married, but at the same time, don't suffocate me. I want to be free. So there's this dual aspect transpiring that you need to find the balance in the middle ground in.
Cool.
So, and I do see marriage. I just don't know when.
Right. Perfect. Well, I hope that helps, Christy. Just, you know, get clear about, I guess, maybe it's not getting clear. Maybe it's letting go. Just letting go.
Yeah, letting go and allowing.
Yeah, and have fun.
Yeah.
Virgos don't have fun that much.
Virgos can have fun. They're just very serious about life.
Yes, serious, right? About having fun.
So it's about opening up your imagination and playing more. So, which Christy can do with Venus in Leo. She right. can play. But you can't hold on to that vision of play. You still have to open it up. Because when you hold on, you close it off.
All right.
I hope that makes sense.
I think it will. Okay. All right. So I'm going to say we're going to go to our next break, our last break. If you have any questions, this would be the time to give us a call. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from UniversalSky.com. We're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Coming up Tuesday on New Sky Radio at 12 p.m. Eastern Time, it's Sound Effects. Explore the effects of sound on the body and environment with sound therapist Doreen Davis. Coming up at 2 p.m. Eastern, it's Radio to Thrive By with the Dr. Pat Radio Show. At 3 p.m. Eastern, join Laura Lee in the Spirit Salon. Coming up at 4 p.m. Eastern, it's the Colette Baron Reed Show. Join Colette for her fun, fast-paced show all about you. Be sure to call in early. The phones are hot. Coming up at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, explore your career options with career coach Caroline. At 6 p.m. Eastern, tap into your moment of change with Sherry Gaba and Kathleen O'Connor. Shea Parker introduces us all to today's top metaphysical specialists on Metaphysical Minds at 7 p.m.
Shea, the best of the best American psychics, take to the air at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. At 9 p.m. Eastern, grab your psychic cup of coffee with Kelly Sutliff. Step into the enchanted world of Monty Farber at 10 p.m. Eastern. And at 11 p.m., it's the Zodiac Girls. So sexy, so cool. Tonight on New Sky Radio. For more on these shows and all New Sky Radio shows, check out newskyradio.com/show. New Sky Radio and radio.com. Powered by CBS Radio.
Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Believe. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. Today I have Nancy Arruda. Nancy's usually with us every first and third Wednesday of the month, so she will be back on the 17th, which is actually what we're going to start talking about now, which, because we were doing what's up in the universal sky, we only got to the new moon. So, oh, Christy did say, sent some instant feedback saying, haha, bingo, bingo. Thanks, ladies. You're welcome, Christy. All right, so let's talk about the 17th, because that's the next big day.
Yes, the 17th.
We'll be back here on air on the 17th, but we thought we'd kind of give you some warnings of...
We'll give you a little snippet of what's coming up and why everybody's feeling all this stress.
Or we can also give you an opportunity to plan ahead so that you have some important things that happen between the 17th and the 19th, because some people think it's going to be very, very positive.
True.
Yes.
And it doesn't mean that it's not positive.
Right.
Perspective. So, okay. So the first thing that's coming into play is Uranus stations retrograde.
Right.
Number one. And with this particular Uranus retrograde, we're looking at cosmic order or universal order and our image of universal order. But how we perceive something may be different than what the universe has in store for us, right? So there's this fine line or point between the dynamic of chaos and freedom.
Hmm.
Okay. One exists without the other, but they also exist simultaneously. And so there's the potential to understand what that means on the 17th, as well as there is what we call a grand trine transpiring between Jupiter, Saturn, and Neptune. Now, before we look at the grand trine, at the exact same point in time, Jupiter is conjunct Mars. And when we have Jupiter conjunct Mars, we have active growth.
Mm.
Okay. Jupiter being the largest planet in the universe, it represents growth and abundance, and Mars being that active energy, that fiery energy. So there's the potential to be actively working towards that which we desire to manifest in terms of our abundance, okay, with this energy. But it's also like really take a look at where you're pouring your physical energy. Like what are you creating in terms of your physical reality? Because like that dynamic is kind of taking place at the same time as Jupiter trines not only Saturn, but also Neptune. And when we look at this grand trine, and this is where trines are typically harmonious, okay? So it's a harmonious flow kind of energy that comes and supports us towards, you know, the paths that we're taking. And in that sense, it's very, very harmonious. Jupiter and Neptune don't have an issue working together.
Right.
Okay. They're both pulling in the spiritual realm, higher consciousness, growth of the soul, growth of spirit, and that's a wonderful energy. However, when they trine Saturn, that's where there's this little bit of limitation and restriction that's kind of pulling back on the growth. Okay. But it's also pulling back on the Neptune energy of the soul. And it could be activating things like illusions and addictions. So you may see what addictions you need to let go of. So there may be some hard realistic moments that are shown to you in terms of this is an addiction. You need to do something different. And then of course, taking the steps necessary to move through that addiction, that's where the growth transpires, but not necessarily on a physical level. It's more on an emotional, mental, or spiritual level. Is this making sense?
Mm-hmm.
So, it's harmonious in the sense that it assists people to aligning with what their soul or spiritual purpose is, but in the same token, it can be difficult for the human to integrate, and that's the Saturn energy, because Saturn is that limitation, restriction, and it's activating that karmic influence or that karmic pull to lessons that need to be learned.
Right. Yeah. But Saturn's also very grounding, right? So maybe it'll ground in some of the energy to sort of pull us down to earth instead of
totally
keeping us up in the,
when we recognize our illusions. Okay. That can be a little disheartening at times, right? But Saturn is there to say, here's a plan to move forward now so that you can, you know, continue to not just shatter the illusion, but, you know, create a path or a plan that allows you to have more of a grounded, stable aspect or ways of being so that illusion's no longer interfering in your life.
Right.
So it is very useful. And that's what I mean, like don't get caught up on the what we may consider as a difficult component of it, because there's a purpose to any difficulties that may come through. And it doesn't mean there is any.
Right.
Right? It's all a perspective and it's all a potential.
Right.
You know, what do we need to let go of? The Saturn-Neptune dynamic is going to show us what we need to let go of, what's no longer in alignment with our higher path and purpose.
Mm-hmm. Cool. And then after the 17th, we have a whole bunch of things happening as well. Some say it could be kind of very positive. Some say it could be maybe possibly negative. But we'll probably talk more about that on our next show on the 17th.
For sure.
Yeah.
So we'll talk more about this on the 17th
and
that on the 17th.
And that is called
Brand Sex Doll. Or
Star of David.
Star of David.
So who knows? Plus, we also have, you know, some full moon activities coming up that are both in the same sign, which is rare. But we'll talk all about that when we come back on the 17th. All right. Well, this has been a lot busier show than I thought we were going to have.
Yes.
And
good show.
Yay. Totally. So, you know what, guys, if you have questions, we'd love to hear from you. Or if you have any feedback, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with either our websites, intuitivesoul.com, which is mine, or Nancy's at universalsky.com. And if you want a chart, Nancy offers a discount for anybody who is a Sky listener. So mention that you have listened to the show and you'll get a discount. You've been listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky, Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul on Sky Radio, powered by CBS. We'll be back on the 17th.